Wednesday. This is Daniel Libby here on Wednesday, December 2nd, 2009. We got a big show coming up tonight. A lot of different topics to get into tonight. We're waiting on a segment. We got Robin Nieto, the co-host, sending in a segment hot off the presses featuring Peter Tavins on the HST, 13% tax that Canadians or Ontarians and well, we'll be feeling it soon. They're saying within the next few days they're going to be voting on this HST tax, and that's a big issue going on. Another issue we're going to get into tonight, how about the sign, billboard sign regulation revenue strategy of the City of Toronto, billboard fee coming in, and then we're going to play some clips of the City Council debate that took place yesterday, beautifulcity.ca, and we got some words today, because today is the National Day of Action for migrant workers. We got migrant workers and ghost consultants. It's a major issue in the federal parliament. We've got the discussion that took place recently in the House of Commons on the issue of migrant workers and ghost consultants. Plus, we've got a clip featuring an interview with Dan Dix of PressForTruth.ca on the climate gate situation. We hyped it last week. We talked about Dan Dix running into some trouble trying to cover the Al Gore event that took place last week. Well, we've got a whole interview with him breaking down that situation and much more coming up tonight on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. So we'll be right back right after this. Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here, and today for our first segment, I think we're going to lead off the show with what happened yesterday. A major debate took place in Toronto City Council in the council chambers at City Hall, and this clip you're going to hear is featuring different councillors debating the item PG3310. It's a new sign regulation and revenue strategy for the City of Toronto, also known as the Beautiful City Billboard Fee. It's a billboard tax, and you heard Devin Ostrom on the show a few weeks ago talking about this fee that's coming in. Well, you're going to hear a lot more from the city councillors. Included in this clip, you'll hear the voices of Joe Mahevic of St. Paul's, the Toronto Mayor, David Miller, John Parker of Don Valley West, Case Oates of Toronto Danforth, Councillor Speaker of the House, Sandra Bussin, and Norm Kelly of Scarborough Agent Court, and Adam Vaughn of Trinity Spadina. And you'll hear at the end of this clip, Norm Kelly and Adam Vaughn were getting into a bit of a debate, bit of a heated discussion on some amendments and changes that Norm Kelly wanted to add on to this revenue strategy billboard fee. Well, anyways, without further ado, here is what happened at the Beautiful City billboard fee. The tax debate that took place in the Toronto Council yesterday.
Our public is demanding it. When ECOS does a poll, and they're a very reputable firm, they say at 70% they support such a tax, with 14% saying they're neutral on it. In terms of petitions, they've done a ton of work around petitions. They've shown that, yes, the vast majority of Torontonians support this.
And transparently, we know that there's been very intense lobbying on this issue, and that often when sign variances come to committee, there is intense lobbying because the sign companies have a lot of money, can employ lobbyists, unlike the community.
Talking about the new source of revenue, we are about to vote to approve a new source of revenue to this council, and we are about to decide where that revenue should go. And the motion that's before us is that it should all go to one predetermined expense, which is public art. And I'm suggesting that there are other needs for that new revenue.
So we're not talking 3 to 7%, we're talking 7% based on your own numbers.
Well, as I said, we looked at the revenues could be, based on the experience, between $140 and $220
million. $70 million. I've got two different numbers here. I've got the industry number.
All right, Councillor Otis, please. Yeah. Temper your remarks as to why you would not trust your staff.
You know, the industry is telling us that this tax is injurious. I think that they would have every right to challenge it, and I don't want to see that.
The same, yes.
30%?
Yes.
So the ad company can afford to give us 30% of the revenue.
That's correct.
And pay us $36,000 a year, but now says that a $2,000 a year charge will bankrupt them. Is that right?
Effectively, yes.
Okay. All right.
All right.
The only thing I've done is I've changed the hours of darkness. That's all. I've added 1 hour of illumination in the evening, and I've introduced illumination earlier in the morning.
The 1 o'clock time from 11 o'clock, how is that switch ascertained? Why 1 o'clock? Why not 12:30 or 12 o'clock? How did you come up at 1 o'clock?
Because I think that you should have a maximum amount of light for as long as possible. And because we are becoming a 24-hour society, you know, the Toronto I grew up in, people got up early and went to bed early. Now people not only work 24 hours, they shop 24 hours. So all I'm trying to do is honor the principle that there should be darkness, but not compromise the interests of the industry.
So effectively what your rules do is allow for much bigger signs, many more signs.
No, I haven't changed the size of the sign.
No, it's a 20 meter, from 15 to 20 meters. So you're advocating bigger signs, electronic and lit up signs, more of those signs by reducing the limitations on it. And in exchange for all of these additional extensions, you're saying you're now going to cut also the tax in half. So you're going to effectively double the size of the footprint of the industry and then have the fee they're going to pay. And that's your attempt to compromise.
I do not agree with
order. To members of the public that are here, as you know, there is no applause, no expression of your like or dislike as to the dialogue that is taking place. Please respect the rules of the council.
As of right.
If there is a victory here, and I do hope we do at the end of the day the right thing, a lot of credit goes to these folks here. Any young person, any group that thinks that change is not possible, I think this is going to be a template for how you can actually change a city hall. So I think they need to be complimented. Secondly,
good for you, Adam.
Everyone would clap, but they're afraid of the speaker. They would clap if they could clap.
I'll deal with Councillor Vaughan later.
Yes.
And them too.
And them.
Word of mouth Wednesday. We're back here. You heard what happened yesterday. It was a big debate. Went on for a few hours on the topic of the beautiful city billboard fee, or that's the campaign that's going on, that the supporters of this, but the actual debate was on item PG3310, the new sign regulation and revenue strategy for the city of Toronto. And you heard different city councillors there debating the issue or talking about this issue. It's a major issue going down, and we've got the latest headline here on from beautifulcity.ca is that you can go to the vote for round two if you want to be in the audience of the council chambers. There's a lot of supporters of the Beautiful City Art Initiative that were there, I guess, the other day. You heard them clapping there at the end. Well, coming up this Friday, December 4th at 10 a.m., there's another call to go down to City Hall at the council to support this fee that's going in. And, well, there's a lot of other things that are changing here. Right now we're in to a time of change. And one of the major changes that we're seeing is taxes. Taxes are coming up. We just played a clip there on about a billboard tax that would affect advertisers and people that are buying space on billboards, well, or people that are renting billboards, well, there's another tax that's going to affect a few more people than that because, well, it's just going to affect basically everyone. We're talking about a harmonized tax. We're talking about things that right now there's a few things that you're only paying a 5% GST on. Well, they're going to be added a PST of 8% to a total of 13%. We got a 13% tax coming in, and this is a hot issue. This is a major issue. There's going to be a vote on it soon, and... Well, we've got a clip to play because Robin Nieto has sent in a clip, and this is hot off the presses, featuring MPP Peter Tabbins of Toronto Danforth. And you're going to also hear some clips of the government officials, and you'll also hear just some Canadians, their view on this 13% tax coming in. Here we go.
Oh, I don't believe in the HST.
Why not?
Because we already pay enough.
I just think
it's being mismanaged. I think all the funds and all the taxes that we pay are not being effectively managed.
I think the HST is actually really unfair, and it will have the biggest impact on the lower classes than on the higher classes, because for those that are struggling to make ends meet, it will be that much harder to afford their basic necessities. I think the HST is actually really unfair. And it will have the biggest impact on the lower classes than on the higher classes, because for those that are struggling to make ends meet, it will be that much harder to afford their basic necessities.
Not fair on us. Why should we pay more? Government needs to pay for something for us too. Thank you.
Oh, I don't believe in the HST.
Why not?
Because we already pay enough. I just think it's being mismanaged. I think all the funds and all the taxes that we pay are not being effectively managed.
There will be a public hearing about the HST tomorrow, and thousands of people are expected to demonstrate outside Queen's Park at 1:30 p.m. The government says the HST will bring in new jobs and new business investment. The opposition says the HST is a tax grab, pushing up prices in Ontario by 8% forever. To get the story straight, we wanted to hear from both sides of the harmonized sales tax issue. In these clips, we start with the government. The Minister of Revenue, John Wilkinson, gives us what he calls HST 101.
Well, we're proposing a comprehensive tax package for taxpayers and businesses because our goal is to help Ontario become even more competitive so we can produce more, export more, and most importantly, create more jobs. Times have changed. We're witnessing the biggest global economic downturn in some 80 years. If we want Ontario to stay strong, we must change too. Experts agree merging the provincial sales tax and the GST to create one sales tax is the single most important thing that we can do to give Ontario a competitive advantage. Together with our tax cuts, it would attract investment and jobs. It would also help protect those things, like our schools and hospitals, that make Ontario a better place to live.
NDP MPP for Toronto Danforth, Peter Tabbins.
Peter, what is the big deal about the HST? Isn't it just about harmonizing taxes rather than raising them? I mean, Ontarians are already paying 13%, and the tax will stay at 13%. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, harmony is a really wonderful word, but what's happening here is a big tax shift. And what it's going to mean is that all kinds of things that used to be exempted from the provincial sales tax in the past are now going to be covered by provincial sales tax. So if you're working at minimum wage, if you're working part-time and trying to get through school, if you're a senior, you're going to find your everyday expenses are going to go up. There are tax reductions, income tax reductions, but frankly, a lot of people are on minimum wage or on a pension now don't pay much in income tax, but they're going to be stuck with this particular tax. It's going to drive up people's cost of living, and I think just make life in the city a lot harder.
Well, what about all the exemptions? The government's dedicated a page on its website to it. They've been coming out in the papers with a whole set of exemptions. It's actually not so easy to read through all these exemptions, but, you know, for instance, say condo fees. They say that condo fees have been exempt, so, you know...
Yeah, but it isn't the condo fees that were going to be taxed. What's going to be taxed are all the expenses that make up the condo fees. So if your condominium has a central heating plant, then the fuel that ran that plant or runs that plant is going to be charged an extra 8% in harmonized sales tax. If you are relying on your condo to do repairs in your building, then the labor in that contract work is now going to have 8% added onto it. If you are paying for the electricity to light the hallways and light the garage, 8% is going to be added on there. So, no, there is not a direct charge on top of condo fees, but all the elements that make up the condo fees, the maintenance costs, are going to have tax added to them. And when I talked to Rosario Marchese, who's the MPP for Trinity Spadina, who works with an awful lot of folks in the condo sector, his calculation is somewhere between $27 and $32 a month is the impact of condo fees or of the tax on people's condo fees. And people are going to feel it.
All right. So, but the government is arguing that it needs to reform the PST and that billions of dollars will be going to the Ontario government and this is going to be used to benefit schools and hospitals.
Well, as we read it, in fact, there will be substantial tax cuts on the other side. There's something like a $2 billion corporate tax cut. There will be income tax cuts. There will be a removal of the PST on a lot of the business expenses that large corporations have. So that in fact, the total revenue going to the provincial government is about the same or a little smaller than it is with the current system. So in fact, those hospitals, those schools, those universities are not in line to get more money. What's going to happen is that people in this society who don't get much of an income tax break now are going to be paying a lot more in taxes than they were before.
But the government is saying that the HST will create jobs.
You know, just about every government on the right that wants to put through a tax-cutting package for business always says that their tax cuts are going to create more jobs. I don't buy it. I didn't buy it with Bush. I didn't buy it with Harris, and I don't buy it with McGuinty.
Okay, finally, tomorrow, I think the NDP has organized an anti-HST rally. Can you tell us about how that's going and who's going to be there?
Well, certainly the NDP caucus is going to be there. We understand quite a few representatives of First Nations are going to be there, and our hope is that an awful lot of people here in Ontario will be there. If this government is going to be deflected, if it's going to change course of action, then there are going to have to be people at Queen's Park who make their voices heard. And frankly, when I talk to people out there, there are an awful lot of people really upset at the government's action to reduce their standard of living. And my hope is that those people will be out here willing to speak and willing to make sure that Dalton McGuinty hears they're not happy.
Thank you very much, Peter, for joining us on the program. I really appreciate your input, and all the best in tomorrow's demo.
Okay. Thanks very much, Robin. Take care.
Don't ask me what I want it for.
Word of Mouth Wednesday. We are back. The time right now, we're reading 7:19 on the clock, and that was just a clip sent in by Robin Yento featuring Peter Tabbins, an interview with Peter Tabbins, and you also heard some other voices on there. You heard a bit from the federal government, their views on the HST, and you heard a bit from some people that are, concerned about what's going on with a harmonized sales tax of 13%, and remember that number 13% is coming in July, they're saying, but within days they're going to pass this through the provincial and the federal legislatures. So you'll be seeing some changes here in terms of increased taxes. And well, that's the situation here into a recession. We've got some words from the community, and I'm sure we'll be getting into this topic in the next few months because it's a big it's an issue that affects everyone. But we'll be getting into a lot of other topics here today on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. We still got the interview with Dan Dix, so we're going to be playing Press for Truth. We got some words on the climate gate situation, and also because today is the day of action for migrant workers, we've got a clip on the migrant workers and ghost consultants debate that happened in the Federal House of Commons. And, well, we're just going to throw it to a music break, and then we'll be right back with some more content here on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. This is a track by Blood of the Brave, and it's leaving the industry exposed here with a track called Ledger Lives, dedicated to Heath Ledger, the late great. Well, here's Blood of the Brave. Word up. Real hip-hop.
By staring at the cathode ray tube image, Crooks realized that spirits might somehow be invoked to arrange these particles into an image of the spirit world.
Word of Mouth Wednesday, we're back here. That was a track by Blood of the Brave. And we're just building up a bit of bravery here to talk about our next topic because it is an important one. It is a controversial one. And, well, it involves some major figures and it actually involves an event that took place close to here. Now, we're going to talk about Climategate, we're going to talk about Al Gore, and we're going to talk about the incident at the CNE last week involving the Press for Truth team. The Press for Truth team was forcibly removed from the area by a security official. And the situation was they went down to cover an event in the Climategate situation where there's information coming out on climate change. And, well, there's an event last week that took place, I think it was last Tuesday, And we even talked about this a bit on the show last week. And so the situation was that they went down to the event, and there was some trouble, an incident with the security force. Now, the security at the exhibition were not, I'm not totally sure if they were exhibition employees or if they were employees of the event, which I think was at the Allstream Center, involving Al Gore. Now, Al Gore is getting a lot of play these days because we got this, we got some things going on with the situation with climate change and could be some more new taxes. Carbon taxes could be coming in because they've got an event going on. Coming up soon is going to be a Copenhagen agreement with all the leaders of the world are going to be meeting to decide the price of carbon, how to price this. And, well, you know, I've been thinking if you consider the toxic debt or whatever caused that economic crisis that took place last fall, some people are estimating that the toxic assets could be into the quadrillions. Well, we're not sure how high they can get with carbon denominations. I'm thinking it could be into the septillions, but, well, I'm not a scientist or a mathematician, so... only time will tell what they actually what actually comes of this. I think that I'm going to get into playing the clip though, because we got this. We had a clip of Dan Dix, who's actually probably better at explaining what happened than I am. But first thing I wanted to do was just actually play a clip off the YouTube, just so you know what happened at the situation. Here is a bit of an argument between the security guard and Dan Dix. This is the confrontation last week.
You see this lot here? This lot is our lot. Okay, this is Gore lot. Fleet is also ours.
Okay.
You go all the way by the lights. No problem.
Okay, that's fine. See, the first time you said to come on this side.
Okay, so that was the situation. That's when the security. That's before the pushing starts. I guess is the security guard explaining that this is our lot. This is Gore lot. So it's now been identified as Gore lot, the venue of the Al Gore event. That was a who's who of Toronto going to see it. It was an expensive event, I guess, it took place last year, and independent media was not allowed on the situation. Pressfortruth.ca, though, it covers a lot of events in the activist community, and well, here's Dan Dix of Pressfortruth.ca explaining this, explaining what a bit about what you hear. Welcome to Gore Lot.
Things are going relatively well, all considering what went down last week on Tuesday, November 24th at the Allstream Center in the CNE. Al Gore was giving a keynote speech discussing, climate change, of course. And we went to this event to cover the event as a media outlet. And we were there for no longer than about 45 minutes, and we were asked to leave the grounds. And they told us that their grounds are from the Prince's Gate down to Dufferin, and from Dufferin down to Lakeshore. And then he said, so you're going to have to get off the grounds. So I said, okay, so the other side of the Prince's Gate is where you're telling me to go. So I went to the other side of the gate, and we were there for about, 10 seconds. I just started rolling, and security came up to me, one lady, and she said, well, you guys are going to have to get on the road, she said. Said, you can't be here. You're going to have to just move along onto the road. I said, well, obviously, we can't stand on the road. I mean... So as I was trying to get clarification, okay, where is this property line then? You just told me it's the gate. So now as I'm trying to get clarification of where the property line is, the security goon thug came up to us and, my friend Mark had just started turning around and this guy just grabbed my camera. And like I say in the description, I mean, I could see the white on his hands going like that because he was squeezing so hard. I was waiting for my camera to snap. And I said, whoa, take it easy. What are you doing? And so basically, that is assault. I mean, I've filmed extensively all kinds of stuff, and I've never had anything like that happen to me. I filmed in Washington, D.C., the Federal Reserve, the White House, the Capitol building. And I didn't even have any of those guys treat me the way that this security guard in Toronto treated me. So it was just an atrocity, and... We handled the matter in a respectful manner. We tried to remain polite and calm because we feel it's important, not to sink to their level. In this current movement of truth and people taking action, which is awesome, I feel it's important to remain calm and not to engage with the guards or the police in any kind of an aggressive manner, because it doesn't help the situation. But what you do is you follow up. Like, we are going to be filing a formal complaint, and let that security company know that when they use these types of fascist extremes to kick us out of an event, I mean, you know, what the heck are things coming to?
Yeah, it sounds like some extreme stuff is going on. And you mentioned the situation at the exhibition. Is the exhibition a public grounds, would you say? Were you surprised that you were not allowed?
The thing is, there are no trespassing signs. There are no anything like that. The public walks through there all the time, people on bikes, you know. And that's the same thing with right out front the gates. They said, my friend called the security officer, and he said, yeah, that's a bit of a gray area. Because our point was, look, if you're telling me this is still your property on a public sidewalk outside the gate, then that means technically anybody just strolling by is trespassing.
I guess the whole event was going on was an Al Gore event. Al Gore is, he's in the media a lot now with all this, we got this Copenhagen agreement going on and this whole carbon taxes and climate change stuff. What are your thoughts on the environmental movement at this time?
Well, I mentioned it in the video how, you know, the environmental movement for the longest time have always, I mean, obviously their heart's in the right place. We all want to make this earth a cleaner, better place to live. However, the current global warming movement has basically hijacked the environmental movement, the legitimate people who are trying to make change for the good, and are turning it into what I say is more of a new age agenda to unite the world on one issue that we can all get together. Because as a lot of people, researchers in this area know, they often use a technique referred to as problem reaction solution. And if the problem is a global problem and it's everyone's problem, and the reaction is a global reaction, then the solution is going to be a global solution. So it's all part and parcel of the New World Order, the One World Government. So Al Gore has always been used by the elite. If you look at his track record, anything he's touched, anything he's ever been involved in, is directly given to him by the elite.
Right, and we're still questioning the 2000 election, and I noticed that the Press for Truth title on the YouTube video is Press for Truth Assaulted by Al Gore Security. What's the reaction like from this YouTube?
The reaction is mixed. Last time I checked, there was close to 20,000 views and hundreds of comments. It's funny though, a lot of the people don't question the information that I presented or try to disprove me on any of the facts. They just simply say, look at this guy, he's got a beard, don't listen to him, you know. So I don't let any of that kind of stuff bother me, you know, you just can't let that get to you. So the reaction has been mixed, but I think that's largely due to the view count. Within a few days, it's almost up to 20,000. It's incredible because, you know, people are obviously interested in alternative media, and they know that mainstream media is lying to them, and they are beginning to look to other sources for information. So that's why it is really important to step up our efforts now more than ever.
Definitely important. We're talking with Dan Dix from Press for Truth. Where can people get info if they're looking for the Press for Truth?
Well, you can check out my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/weavingspider, all one word. You know, everything also gets posted to pressfortruth.ca is where you'll find a lot of the work that we do.
Word up, Word of Mouth Wednesday. So that was just our interview there with Dan Dix for Press for Truth. I saw him on the streets last week. He was down near Dundas Square, actually the Toronto Truth Seekers meetup. And I've actually joined the Toronto Truth Seekers mailing list. I'm on the with the Press for Truth. And we got the latest update from pressfortruth.ca on Dan Dix's situation. The news is that Dan Dix has received an email from the CNE security indicating that a letter of apology and disciplinary action with the officer involved in the incident that you that we played the clip of earlier. You know, you heard this one.
Where's the property line?
I'm telling you what the property line is. See this lot here? This lot is our lot. Okay, this is Gore Lot.
This is Gore Lot, right? So welcome to Gore Lot. We are getting some information is that Dan Dix is going to get a letter of apology and Also, Dan Dix is set to appear tomorrow on the Alex Jones Radio Show. Alex Jones is a major radio host in the United States on these topics of the New World Order and exposing climate gate. Well, you can hear Dan Dix tomorrow at 1 p.m. Apparently, he'll be on. You can find more info, though, at pressfortruth.ca on all this whole incident going on. We got Climate Gate, and we got the Copenhagen Agreement coming in soon. So major changes are going to be going on, and a tax on carbon. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. We're also playing in the background there, we got the Ill Bill instrumental. Society is Brainwashed is what it's called. And we're going to throw it to our next music track, then we'll be back with our next segment. And this track I'm going to actually play is by an artist known as The Beast, 1333. It's a track called Ghost in the Machine, and it's off the Birth of the Beast album. It's taken over the underground hip-hop scene. Well, Beast 1333, the Knights of the Templars of hip-hop. This is Ghost in the Machine. Word of Mouth Wednesday, 7:36 p.m.
We have it till we old, at least that's what I'm told. What I really wanna know is if we really have a soul. My body it controls completely when I dream. What I really wanna know is about the ghost in the machine. You ever hear that little voice in your head, that inner spirit? You have to choose to listen to it if you wanna hear it. It keeps you out of trouble if you learn to take heed. And they say it leaves your body when you die at light speed. I sit in deep thought, thinking about my physical death. There's critical steps you must take with physical flesh. There's people possessed and all these out of body transcendental. Is it all your inner flame? Is it all your inner mental? Our body's just a rental. I hope our soul's eternal. Infernal, external, internal, mind compartmental. All I wanna know is what I have living inside of me. I feel it deep inside, it divides and tries fighting me. Tries inside, violently tries, but dies silently. Eyes are wise, finally prime designs. I am me. We have it till we old. At least that's what I'm told. What I really wanna know is if we really have a soul. My body it controls completely when I dream. What I really wanna know is about the ghost in the machine. Does it leave us every night and come back in the early morn? Is it already present inside of us when we're born? Is it part of us or part of a galactic infinity? Is it all neuroscience or godliness and divinity? There's transhumanists who believe in mind transfers. I'm doing everything to attain and find answers. What's the breath of life? Was it really blown into our lungs? Is there a scientific explanation for speaking in tongues? I am a human being in tune with my inner force. Are the two souls fusing together in intercourse? I have a lot of questions, and for answers I must ponder. Take a trip with me and relax as my mind wanders. I now have the ability to think deeply and meditate and see myself sitting down as the astral body levitate. The psyche is the physical, the soul of metaphysical. Out of body experience, survivors describing miracles. They seen the light and return to their bag of bones. Somebody's soul stick around when they die to haunt homes. We have it till we old, at least that's what I'm told. What I really wanna know is if we really have a soul. My body it controls completely when I dream. What I really wanna know is about the ghost in the machine. I really wanna know, but I think that I always knew. Just listen to that little voice screaming inside of you. We try to shut it out and overpower every word it says, cause it's illogical to listen to the logical words in your head. Instead we move ahead, instead we try to drown it out. I'ma tell you what I know beyond a reason of a doubt. I know nothing, I just started to master my reality. Where is the DNS of ghost after fatality? If a squirrel gets ran over in the street, where it goes? Cause that squirrel was alive like me. I don't know, will we go to Hades or straight to heaven with the virgin ladies? They say it takes 40 days to put a soul in babies. Meet your kinfolk as you're wandering and lost in limbo inside a galaxy that's dark and smaller than a thimble. We have it till we old, at least that's what I'm told. What I really wanna know is if we really have a soul. My body it controls completely when I dream. What I really wanna know is about the ghost in the machine. We have it till we old, at least that's what I'm told. What I really wanna know is if we really have a soul. My body it controls completely when I dream. What I really wanna know is about the ghost in the machine.
Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here and we got some more content for you tonight, because today it has been announced as the National Day of Action for Migrant Workers, Justice for Migrant Workers, Justicia for Migrant Workers. And we've had guests in the past interviewed on the show speaking about this issue, the issue of migrant workers, and it's a major issue going on. But what I wanted to play
is actually a clip from the federal parliament. If you recognize earlier today, we played, to lead off the show, we played a clip about the Toronto City Council debate on the billboard tax. And then we had Robin Yento's clip featured the Ontario Parliament situation with the HST that they're trying to bring into Ontario. So now we're going to go federal. We've got all, this is a big show for Word of Mouth Wednesday. We got all, we're going into all levels of government right now. We're going to go federal into Ottawa. This is, we're going to be talking about Mr. Martin of Winnipeg Center, MP's motion on the issue of migrant workers and ghost consultants. And it was a motion before the Committee on Citizenship and Immigration. And in this clip, you'll be hearing the voices of different MPs. We'll start it off with Olivia Chow, who's from the NDP, representing Trinity Spadina. Also in this clip, Rick Dykstra, of the Conservative member and also the Parliament Secretary for Citizenship and Immigration. And then also Paul Szabo, the Liberal from Mississauga South. Bill Sixay, the NDP member of Burnaby Douglas. And Joseph Volpe, the Liberal member of Eglinton Lawrence. And well, without any further ado, we'll just play that clip here right now on migrant workers and ghost consultants in Canada.
Madam Speaker, thank you. How has the government dealt with the ghost consultants issues? There are still hundreds and hundreds of consultants that are not necessarily gone through any regulations or any test or any registration of any kind. How has the government dealt with the ghost consultants issue?
The Honourable Parliamentary Secretary.
Across the world, in our offices, whether they be Visa, whether they be our foreign credential offices, whether they be our embassies, take a very, very specific and hard look at the work that's necessary to ensure the treatment is fair, the treatment is just, and that individuals who come here do so with fair expectations, rather than hearing from a consultant who makes all kinds of promises, charges all kinds of fees, and in fact puts the individual and in some cases families in a position of distraught, in a position of sometimes having to go back to the country from which they came because of the treatment that those ghost consultants have treated them.
A motion was moved to concur in the report of the Standing Committee on Citizenship and Immigration entitled Migrant Workers and Ghost Consultants.
I read out very specific recommendations that this committee submitted to the ministry, submitted to the minister. Number one, that a more rigorous assessment of genuineness of the job offer would take place. Number two, that limits to the length of stay of a worker stay in Canada before returning home. And third, that a two-year prohibition from hiring a temporary foreign worker for employers found to have provided significantly different wages, working conditions, or occupations that they were promised.
Too often is the case, Madam Speaker, that we have people who come to us who have a problem with citizenship and immigration officials. And the reason they have the problem, Madam Speaker, is because somebody told them that there's this consultant that you can talk to, and they'll give you all of the nice ways that you can fast-track your situation. And Madam Speaker, everybody, every member in this honorable chamber has had the experience where someone has run afoul of the officials in citizenship and immigration because they followed the advice of so-called consultants.
Now, it strikes me, Mr. Speaker, that, or Madam Speaker, that in every other category of immigrant who comes to Canada, who go through the point system, for instance, if you're a medical doctor applying to come to Canada, you get all these points for being a medical doctor, you arrive in Canada, there's no requirement that you actually have to work as a medical doctor. For instance, a physicist who's applying to come to Canada gets scads of points for being a physicist, but when they get to Canada, there's no requirement that they work as a physicist. Yeah. And in fact, we know, another problem is that a lot of these people don't end up working there because of other problems with the system.
The minister has indicated on many occasions that the health, the safety, and well-being of all temporary foreign workers in Canada is of primary importance.
Those who abuse the people that they pretend to serve must face serious consequences. You can't go after them because they haven't put any money towards an enforcement process of unscrupulous consultants and representatives, and they don't have a mechanism for consequences once they do catch them. Now, I know you want to make an intervention, so I'll stop here for a moment while you make your intervention, Madam Speaker.
Mr. Martin,
Winnipeg Center moved that the eighth report of the Standing Committee on Citizenship and Immigration presented on Wednesday, June the 10th, 2009, be concurred in. Is it the pleasure of the House to adopt this motion? Okay, I adopted. I declare the motion adopted.
Word of Mouth Wednesday. So that was some clips there from a debate situation that took place at the House of Parliament, House of Commons, Parliament Hill, featuring some federal MPs talking about that issue. You heard in that clip Olivia Chow, Rick Dykstra, Paul Szabo, Bill Sixay, Joseph Volpe. There's a lot of different voices you heard on there, and well, that's a big issue going on, migrant workers, and of course you can look out for the campaign Justicia for Migrant Workers, and we've had Chris Ramsrup from the campaign, and we've had some different people on the show in the past speaking about the situation, or the groups, the movement to get justice for migrant workers. And well, that's what's going on. So we'll play a music track right here called "Here Comes the Judge." It's by Niagara, and we'll be back on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. Everybody, stay cool, and stay dry because it looks like it's raining outside. But well, it's heating up in here because we're finishing up the show, and we'll be right back. Word of Mouth Wednesday, 7-8 p.m. Right after this. Word up.
Only girl on the mash. PA, stand up for your girl, man. The judge has arrived. Infinity on the beat. DC, what's poppin'?
Niagara, it's PA all day. Y'all ain't fucking recognize.
Invasion.
First case, can't wait. Got me yearning for trial. Case kinda got me bothered, but I ain't turning this down. I'm the judge, jury here, better throw in the town. No grin, no smile, I'm controlling the crowd. Now the arguments is open, lawyers turning the style. Plead your case face to face, I'm just helping you out. You a fake MC, on your knees trying to plead it out. Phony representing, not to mention you was weeding out. Said you on the block, with the block blew your case up. Sold a couple rocks to a cop, blew the stakes up. Sentencing, 20 years old, that's irrelevant. Gave him 30 years, man, fears he's a president. Yeah, y'all keep talking, running your mouth. See me on the mixtape, see me on stage, fucking see me on the page. Bring your pen and pads, on the back. You a wannabe artist, starving regardless. The hardest, the baddest, I think you the rackest. The dopest, the brokest, your rhymes are just hopeless. Your tracks are just blackest. The fact that you notice, I notice the focus, the fury I'm ferocious. And yeah, put your lawyers up, MCs need to notice. The plaintiff, defendant, I'm in this to win this. The judge, jury, and try cases until they finish. My business to witness, indictments, forgiveness, forensics, relentless, expensive, attendance. The mic, the music, the rappers who lose it. The case is conclusive, the verdict is you lose it. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, y'all totally out of order. Totally out of order. You know what, man, if I think I need a drink, for real. These motherfuckers got me tripping, for real. You an East Coast rapper, with a rapper with a Southern flow. Now you say you trapping and you're rapping how you let it go. Fake motherfucker, never seen a 20 ounce before. Let alone seen a brick or a half of the white of all. I laugh at you, put it in the past. Be the first charge, look out to the jury, put you on blast. I know it hurts hard. Fuck behind bars between the track over the music. It's a fact that I'm hot, y'all snap. Shorty, you're losing. PA all day, she can talk in the town. Catch me on the mixtape, bet I be holding it down. It's a fact, Doc. Now you're coming hard like the black box. Filled with information, blow you up, then your rap stop. So you think you that hot? Nah, you better focus, man. Cop some exhibits from your lawyers on the witness stand. And had to do it. I was hoping you learned. Over music with your hands caught, meeting adjourned.
Word of Mouth Wednesday. We're back here, and we just wanted to play our last clip of the show. We've got a clip from yesterday. It was a big announcement. It was called Decision Afghanistan. That's what, at least that's what they call it on CNN. But it was an announcement by the President Obama of a surge in Afghanistan. Over 30,000 troops set to go there in 2010. And he addressed a crowd at West Point, West Point Academy. And we have a clip here of a bit of what he said. And this is the President of the U.S., President Obama speaking about the situation here on the surge in Afghanistan.
So it's a temporary surge, he's announcing.
There are those who suggest that Afghanistan is another Vietnam. They argue that it cannot be stabilized, and we're better off cutting our losses and rapidly withdrawing. I believe this argument depends on a false reading of history. Unlike Vietnam, we are joined by a broad coalition of 43 nations that recognizes the legitimacy of our action. Unlike Vietnam, we are not facing a broad-based popular insurgency. And most importantly, unlike Vietnam, the American people were viciously attacked from Afghanistan and remain a target for those same extremists who are plotting along its border. To abandon this area now and to rely only on efforts against al-Qaeda from a distance would significantly hamper our ability to keep the pressure on al-Qaeda and create an unacceptable risk of additional attacks on our homeland and our allies. In the wake of an economic crisis, too many of our neighbors and friends are out of work and struggle to pay the bills. Too many Americans are worried about the future facing our children. Meanwhile, competition within the global economy has grown more fierce. So we can't simply afford to ignore the price of these wars. All told, by the time I took office, the cost of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan approached $1 trillion. And going forward, I am committed to addressing these costs openly and honestly. We have spent our revenue to help others rebuild from rubble and develop their own economies. We have joined with others to develop an architecture of institutions from the United Nations to NATO to the World Bank that provide for the common security and prosperity of human beings. America, we are passing through a time of great trial. And the message that we send in the midst of these storms must be clear, that our cause is just, our resolve unwavering. We will go forward with the confidence that right makes might, and with the commitment to forge an America that is safer, a world that is more secure, and a future that represents not the deepest of fears, but the highest of hopes. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless the United States of America.
Wednesday. We're just about to wrap up here on the show. You just heard President Obama's announcement there on the situation in Afghanistan, and that's going on. But there's also a lot of events going on coming up in Toronto. We've got some events listings here, so get out a pen, get out a paper, get out a pencil, get out any kind of writing utensil, and get ready to hear some events coming up tomorrow, Thursday, December 3rd, 2009. There's a book launch called Regulating Flexibility by Mark P. Thomas. And then there's also going to be a panel of speakers at the event at 7 p.m. at the Woman's Bookstore, 73 Harbord Street in Toronto. That's tomorrow. And also tomorrow, Thursday, December 3rd at 7 p.m., there's an information session on the Harmonized Sales Tax, HST, with Rosario Marchese, MPP for Trinity Spadina at the Trinity Community Rec Center, 155 Crawford Street, 7 to 9 p.m. And that's coming up tomorrow, Thursday, December 3rd. More information at rosariomarchese.ca. Also, Friday, December the 4th, injured workers demonstration rally outside of the Ministry of Labor to demand a fair and just compensation system. Justice, not poverty, for injured workers, taking place 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. outside the Ministry of Labor office, 400 University Avenue. Then, Saturday, December 5th, there's a 2010 Year of Resistance by our Indigenous Nations Night of Solidarity, featuring documentary screenings, speakers, and music. The donation suggested is $7 to $10 on a sliding scale, but no one will be turned away. It's taking place at the Burj Carnegie Reading Room at Vic College, 95 Charles Street West, at the corner of Queens Park Avenue, east of Museum Station. Then on Saturday, there's a Toronto Truth Seekers meetup at Yonge Dundas Square, discussing alternative info on the H1N1 pandemic, 9/11 truth, climate gate, the New World Order, One World Government, and a whole lot more. Check out TorontoTruthSeekers.com for more information on their actions. On Monday, December 7th, 2009, you can come out to support Gaytan in his refusal to leave the downtown east. The employers have given the threat, move or you will be fired. So there's a rally taking place in support of community leader Gaetan Herreau at 9 a.m. Monday, December 7th at the Street Health 338 Dundas Street East, just east of Sherburn on Dundas, the north side. Then coming up next week, next Friday, December the 11th, Friday, December the 11th is the holiday appeal to free Mumia Abu-Jamal at the Steelworkers Hall, 25 Cecil Street, $5 for advance tickets, $8 at the door. You can find more info at thepartisandefense.org. It's the holiday appeal to free Mumia Abu-Jamal, December 11th. And then on Saturday, December 12th, there's an OCAP action against the TTC Fair Hikes, 1 p.m. at the Toronto City Hall, Queen and Bay, Toronto. More info at OCAP.ca, Toronto TTC Fair Hikes Rally going on, put on by OCAP, OCAP.ca on Saturday, December 12th, 1 p.m. at City in front of City Hall. Big things going on. As you know, we talked a lot about today about taxes that have been going up. We didn't mention too much about the TTC, but that's another announcement of things that have been going up. And, well, this is a bit wrapping it up for our show here today. My name's Daniel Libby, and I just wanted to read out, or just make sure that we thanked give credit to the segments we played and the guests that we had on today. We started off the show with a billboard tax debate featuring the Toronto City Councilors. More information on that at beautifulcity.ca. You can read about the billboard fee and what they're trying to do with the billboard tax. You heard a lot of the city councilors. You heard Adam Vaughn in that clip. Of course, Adam Vaughn is known in the CKLN parts as one of the original station managers of the station, so it's always good to hear him on the show. Also, we played Robin Nieto's clip on the HST, including an interview with MPP Peter Tabbins, and that's going on within the next few days. They're going to be debating this federally and provincially. Provincially, they're putting it through 13% tax. And we're looking out for that. Those kind of numbers, whenever you see those, you got to keep an eye open. And we're talking, also, we talked to Dan Dix of Press for Truth. We played that clip, and that was a clip on the ClimateGate situation, and pressfortruth.ca for more information on that. Plus, we played a clip on migrant workers and ghost consultants, and that's a major thing because today is the Day of Justice for Migrant Workers, Day of Action. So just remember that took place today. Also, Decision Afghanistan, we played a quick clip of President Obama from last night when he made the big announcement of a surge in Afghanistan, that the war will increase under President Obama. So those are the kind of situations we're seeing going on. And I just wanted to make sure that I thanked everyone for listening. Of course, you can hear us on 88.1 FM on your dial. We're Word of Mouth. This is a Word of Mouth Wednesday show. Of course, there's a Word of Mouth Tuesday. I heard it yesterday with Murphy Brown. And then also you can hear Word of Mouth Thursday. You can tune in 7 to 8 p.m. And then Fridays, we got Word of Mouth Fridays with OCAP Radio at 6 to 7 p.m. And then, of course, you can tune in the mornings if you're up at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. for Rude Awakenings every morning. This is CKLN, where I'm talking about the spoken word content here. And I just wanted to thank, of course, everyone for listening. If you're listening on Rogers Digital 947 or online, www.ckln.fm, thanks a lot. Hopefully we'll be back next week. You can tune in 7 to 8 p.m. every Wednesday and hear us. And our next show will be coming up is The Blue Remedy. The Blues Dr. Julie Hill is not in tonight, but we've got a guest host, and it should be a great show if you're into the blues. So stay tuned for that. And, thanks again for listening. That'll be our show for today. Word out, peace out, much respect. Word is bond, word up, word out.